honourable members, we want to take this opportunity to welcome you in the meeting. We've convened this meeting after our visit to Ruival, and we felt this meeting will be necessary and very important. We have invited the Hammanskraal residents. Are they here? Okay. We are going to start by giving them an opportunity to give the evidence, and then we'll then come back to the department and municipality. I'm not sure whether you have different presentations so that it will help me in terms of managing time, or you are having... Yes, so... I'm happy that you have listened to our instruction. So we are now going to take this opportunity, because before we start with the meeting, we must know who is in our meeting, so that we are able to quote correctly as we've been asked, and account for this meeting. I will introduce honourable members, and then we'll go that side, and then we come this way. So we have honourable Nancy Sikhlai, a member of Parliament, a member of the committee. We have honourable Tseki, the Member of Parliament and the Member of the Committee, Honourable Powell.
No, I'm not Powell.
No, Tseki. Yes, and then Honourable Powell. Honourable Powell, they can't see you, the residents. And Honourable Mokgotho, Member of the Committee and Member of Parliament, and Honourable... stuck now. Honourable August, a member of our committee, member of Parliament, Honourable Zeke. You know, Honourable Powell, you've brought a behavior that all of the members, they are following you now, and members, I can't see you, Honourable members. So... Honourable Tseke, and then Honourable Mvana, Honourable Iris, Honourable Aris, yes, Aris. Oh, I said Alice. Oh, Iris. Okay. Thank you very much, Honourable members, and Honourable Mabika. So you have the support staff of Parliament. They can just arise, all of them. Yeah, this is our support staff. So we'll then start with the... Who? What is that? Oh. We'll then go to the invitees, the Hammanskraal residents, if they can introduce themselves.
Good day, everyone. Name is Tumelo Kuiteng, chairperson for Hammanskraal Residence Forum. Thank you. No, and I came alone. Yes, yes. Yeah.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Chair. I'm just assisting Mr. Tumelo. I'm from OUTA. I'm the parliamentary liaison officer for them. So I'm just assisting my colleague and see if he's comfortable amongst you. And then, yeah, I'm just here to monitor him. Thank you.
Oh, do that, man. This is our... Eh? Oh. What about monetary? What is out of order? What is that? Maybe you should explain it in Ilentule. Outer.
Yeah, maybe I should correct it. Hamanskara Residence Forum, it's a community-based structure in Hamanskara, which is political, which does not report to any structure apart from the community of Hamanskara. Since we had challenges with the water, we requested AUTA to assist us in terms of testing the water. Because of the, as the resident, we didn't have the means to do that. And when I told them that I've been invited, they said they have one of the officials here and make sure that I do not get lost. Yes.
Is it a company? Is it a NGO? Is it a
what outer?
Yes.
I think it would be best to answer that. But my understanding, outer is abbreviation of organization. I'm doing what, Chris? Yes, you can. Yeah, you'll be able to.
Okay, no, let's start then. We'll then go to at the corner.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Good afternoon, I'm Zoe from PMG.
We're not allowed to ask. The meeting of Portfolio Committee are public, is open for public. Yes. The only thing is that he will not participate. Yes, ma.
Good afternoon, members, Chairperson, and Ntabise Mfundakubi, the CEO of DWS.
Okay.
Good afternoon, members. Good afternoon, everybody. Name is Mili Lekaba, Assistant to the Director General of Human Settlements.
Good afternoon, honorable members and colleagues. My name is Angwani Mabada. I'm Director, Water Regulation at Gauteng Provincial Operation.
Good afternoon, Chairperson. Good afternoon, honorable members and colleagues. My name is Justice Maluleg from Department of Water and Sanitation, Northwest. I'm the Director responsible for regulation.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair. Members and colleagues, I'm Marius Kitt, Chief Director of Water Quality Management.
Oh, there it is. Must I repeat? Good afternoon, Chair, DM and members and colleagues. It's Marius Kitt. I'm the Chief Director of Water Quality Regulation.
Good afternoon, Honourable Chair, Honourable Members, Deputy Minister, DG and colleagues. I'm Anil Singh, DDG for Regulation in Department of Water and Sanitation.
Good afternoon, Chairperson, Honourable Members, Deputy Minister and colleagues, my name is Vusmo Zuchovela. I'm attached to the office of the DM as an advisor. Thank you.
Good afternoon, honorable members, DM and colleagues. My name is Tami Bembe, head of office in the office of the Deputy Minister myself.
Good afternoon, honorable members, Deputy Minister and colleagues. My name is Buan Jones. I'm the Gauteng Provincial Head at the South African Human Rights Commission.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair, Deputy Minister and Honourable Ministers and everybody present. My name is Commissioner Amir Mia from South African Human Rights Commission. And my focal area in the Human Rights Commission is water and sanitation and housing. Thank you.
Good afternoon, Chair, Deputy Minister, and all the and everyone present. My name is Timisani Kupuza. I'm the Divisional Head for Water and Sanitation in the City of Tshwane.
Good Good afternoon, Chair and honorable members. My name is Steven Smotwani, the group head for Utility Service Department, so that will be the head of department in the city of Tshwane. Thank you.
Good afternoon, Chair, and all protocol observed. My name is Sibusiso Somtembu. I'm the provincial head, Department of Water and Sanitation, Gauteng.
Good afternoon, Chair, honorable members, Deputy Minister, TG, MMC. I'm Megetin Zimani, the acting city manager of City of Tshwane.
Good afternoon, Chairperson, Deputy Minister Sanbona, Director General. All protocol observed. Ikamalami Abel Tau, I'm the MMC responsible for utility services in the city of Tshwane.
Honorable Chair and honorable members, Deputy Minister, colleagues, my name is Mbulelo Changana, DG Human Settlements, Acting DG Water and Sanitation.
Afternoon, Chair, and to honorable members, my name is David Mahlobo. I'm a member of parliament in the Ministry of Human Settlement, Water and Sanitation. I'm assigned on water and sanitation. Thank you. And we have an apology from Her Excellency, our minister. She's currently doing a response, a chair to the NCOP.
Afternoon, Chair, Deputy Minister, and everyone present. My name is David Nzua. I'm the Director of Wastewater Treatment in the City of Tshwane.
Afternoon, Chair, honorable members and colleagues. My name is Lisiba Dima from City of Tshwane, Director, Bulk Water Supply.
Good afternoon, Chair, honorable members. My name is Baba Alua Manyakanyaka from the Department of Water and Sanitation.
Thank you very much for the introduction. Now that we know one another, we are going to allow the Hamanskraal community representative to give evidence, and from there we'll then allow the department and the team to present, because you'll remember as we visited Royval, honorable members, we couldn't actually give them time to say anything because we were busy visiting the area and we didn't want any disruption. So that's why we are giving you the opportunity to tell Parliament. You're welcome, sir.
Thank you, Chairperson and Deputy Minister. Like I said, name Tumelo Koite, Chairperson of Hamanskraal Residents Forum. And we are happy on behalf of the residents of Hamanskraal to be given an opportunity to come and present our case. There is a report that we had written to the parliamentary committee, this committee, on the 2nd of September 2019, and we also attached correspondences that were as far back as February 2017. To date, which we were correspondences we were that happened between the Hamanskraal Residents Forum and the City of Tshwane, and also we did also engage lodge a formal complaint with the South African Human Rights Commission, and I would also want to repeat this to say that Hamanskraal Residents Forum is apolitical. It's responsible and answers to the members of the Hamanskraal community. because Christopher, what he said, might cloud what is actually the case here. Because AUTA, we only engaged later in the stage when we had difficulties proving that the water is not fit for human consumption. Because the city would say, we want a scientific proof. And that's when we and it's not only AUTA that we approached, but is the only one that came to our assistance. I think that is very clear. On our report, and if you can see, you checked here on the introduction, HRF was initially called Greater Themba Unemployment Forum. And when we called meeting with this CAP, people who were working would not attend meetings. And there was a community resolution in a meeting that we must change the name. That's why we had a Hammerskraal Design Forum. And I'm putting this on record because our first correspondences with the city was using the name Greater Themba Unemployment Forum. So I because we gave attachment, I'm putting this so that there's no confusion to say this letter says is Greater Themba Unemployment Forum, this one is says Hammerskraal Residence Forum. So I just wanted to put that on record. Hammerskraal, it's plus minus 40 kilometers north of Pretoria, Tshwane. And it has about more than 50 villages, but the ones that falls under the municipality of Tshwane, we have 9 wards. And in the 9 wards, only 2 wards we classify them as locations because all other wards are villages. So it is semi-rural. And from as far back as around 2011, we had water challenges. And in fact, it has always been then, because when we grew up, when we had visitors, they would say, hey, your water is different. But it only came to mind clearly after 2011, when the farmers in Rival lodged a complaint and the area was declared a disaster. So we have a serious water crisis in Hammerskraal, and the source of the problem is caused by when we went out to check as to what is it that is causing that water should be like this. Because late 2016...
Yes. Sorry, Chair. We have just received this presentation now. So it is very difficult to follow whether he is on this presentation or is... You see, we just can't follow because we have not read it. We have just received it now. So it would be much better if he was following this presentation so we can also follow.
Okay. My understanding is that he's talking to the document as will add things that we have not been included because we have invited him to come here. This was the report that we were given when we were there. So we said that he must come and talk for that evidence. So let's allow him to present. Let's read the report and combine all the issues. Maybe the problem is that I have not given him time. So we usually give our guest 15 minutes to present, so that you the whole gauge about.
Then, if that is the case, I'll just go through the report as is. Amanskraal, like I said, it's a community-based forum which is a political and serves as a vehicle that advocates for better service delivery to residents of Amanskraal. The background. Towards the end of 2016, water supply to residents of Amanskraal was very bad in that it was brownish, greenish in color, had a smell of feces and a funny taste. HRF then embarked on a fact-finding mission to investigate the root cause of this, and we found that the water supplied to residents is contaminated by the rural wastewater treatment plant. This sewer plant is not operating to its full capacity, whereby raw sewer spills into the Apis River, which serves as a source of water to Amanskraal residents. This sewer spillage flows through the river to the local dam, which serves as a water catchment area, and then contaminated water is abstracted from this dam to the Temba water purification plant, which supplies water to the residents. As a result, our human right to quality and affordable water, as enshrined in the Bill of Rights, was and still trampled upon by the city of Tshwane. And this conduct also have a very adverse impact on the environment and livelihood of people relying on the river for business. In the light of this unconstitutional conduct by the city, a community meeting was held which resolved to engage the municipality of Tshwane. Around 2017, a series of meetings were held with local ward councillors to register our dissatisfaction about the substandard water that we were being supplied to. Our first letter was written and submitted to the city of Tshwane on the 22nd February 2018, and we further lodged a formal written complaint to the South African Human Rights Commission on the 22nd March 2018. HRF was eventually invited to a meeting with the officials from the Office of the MMC for Utility Services on the 2nd May 2018, where we submitted water sample, abnormal and inconsistent water bills, and we then resolved that a report back meeting will be held. The follow-up meeting was held on the 11th of May 2018, where the city of Tshwane officials reported that they have tested the water samples and the results were that water supply to Amanskraal residents is fit and safe for human consumption. On the water bill issue, we were told that the data migration from Mahali's water to the city of Tshwane was flawed and that the municipality relied on estimates to bill the residents. Based on the unsatisfactory response to us, we then applied for a protest march and handed over a memorandum of demands on the 16 May 2018 to MMC DMOS for Utility Services, where we gave the city of Tshwane 21 working days to respond, and we were ignored. In the absence of a response to our MOD, we then embarked on a total shutdown of Amanskraal from the 9th to the 11th July 2018, and only then did the city of Tshwane come with a response to the MOD. The response was as follows. One, water quality. They said that the water from the Temba water treatment works complies 100% with microbiological determinants according to SANS 241-2015, which is regarded as acute. The final commission of the plant is expected by the end of July 2018 and will take approximately 3 months in order for the Amanskraal community to realize vast improvement of water quality. Two, water billing error. they responded that the city will hold all credit control actions that are executed, eliminate all estimates by reading the entire portion so as to generate accurate accounts upon finalization of the data purification. Based on the outcome of the data purification, the city will undertake a process of correcting the billing errors to the extent of waiving some of the debt due to prescription. Since the above response by the city was not enough, we requested a meeting with the municipality. We met with the former executive mayor, Mr. Msimang, MMC for Utility Services, Darrell Moss, and the officials on the 13th July 2018, where they repeated the same thing but we made it clear to the mayor and his team that our water challenges were not with the Temba Water Treatment Plant, but the Royval Wastewater Treatment Plant, because it is the source that contaminates our supply. When the new executive mayor, Stevens Mohalapa, and the MMC Abel Tau were appointed in 2019, they continued to issue media statements stating that the water in Amaskral is fit for human consumption, despite our objections. On the 20th June 2019, HRF, South African Human Rights Commission, MMC Tau, officials from the Temba Water Treatment Plant and the National Department of Water and Sanitation, we all embarked on a joint water sampling. And on the 5th August 2019, water test results conducted at the CSIR came with an adverse finding, which scientifically proved that water supplied by the municipality of Tshwane to the residents of Amanskraal is unfit for human consumption, as it has traces of E. coli, nitrate, nitrite, and other organics that are harmful to the human body. Due to all this, then we have recommendations, because water is life, and because of what the people who are well learned states what the nitrate and nitrites causes, we feel that this is a very serious matter of life and death, and we coming with the following recommendation. HRF recommends that Amanskraal water crisis be declared a disaster. Because, like we have already pointed out, that it's saving more than 50 villages, and also the water goes downstream even to the next municipality, the Moretele municipality, and also to the other neighboring countries. So this water contamination not only affects the populace of Amanskraal, but other people beyond Amanskraal. The second recommendation is that enough funds and manpower be allocated to upgrade Royval Wastewater Treatment Plant, rehabilitate the Apis River, dredge the Lukral Dam, and check the underground aging water infrastructure, as these pipes have been supplying this contaminated water for a long period and are still pipes. On the second recommendation, we are stating that we need to have a holistic approach to this. We cannot only deal with river, but also the dam, because the dam, once you close, let's say the river is upgraded, but the dam is still contaminated. The Lukral Dam, which is downstream where we draw our water from, is still is still not dredged, would not have a permanent solution to this problem. Recommendation three: in the absence of enough funds, alternative source of water must be looked at, since there are two pipelines, one from the west of Amanskraal coming from Soshanguve and ends in Stingvater in Hammanskraal, which is plus minus 5 kilometers from the Temba water purification plant. The other pipeline is from the east in the Rustenburg area, also plus minus 5 kilometers from the above mentioned water purification plant. And in this we are saying if the two pipes can be simultaneously extended up until to the Temba water treatment plant, maybe this as an alternative can assist in terms of you know, sorting this problem. The dam, there are people who are relying for business there. We have the farmers there, we have people who are fishing, the animals there, we've seen pictures of animals which have been made sick by the water. The water level next to the river is also contaminated. And we've got cases of a lot of, if a study can be made, for example, you go to the Jubilee Hospital, and that's what we intend to do, and go also to Harankua and Mamelodi. We strongly believe that cases of diarrhea and waterborne diseases would be more in Jubilee Hospital, because this we have been being fed this substandard water for a very long period. And in conclusion, HRF on behalf of the residents of Hammanskraal welcomes the visit by the Deputy Minister Dima Hlobo and the Parliamentary Committee on Women's Settlement, Water and Sanitation that took place on the 30th August 2019 at Rival Water Treatment Plant. And we hope that this visit was not a talk shop, but an important and decisive intervention that will yield positive and progressive results for the benefit of the population downstream the Apis River. And we also like to mention the fact that you know, at times we need to give comment when somebody is doing things differently. I would also want to say to MMC Tau that in our engagement minister, he has proven that he is willing to come up with ways of assisting, unlike the previous MMC. And that's why we strongly feel that because they will tell us budgetary constraints, the city would say they cannot work on the river, they cannot work on the dam because it's the competency of the province or national. And that's why we said if this matter is declared a disaster, all legs of government can sit around the table and assist one another in finding a lasting solution to this. And we humbly request Minister Mahlobo that this matter be taken seriously because it's a matter of life and death. And we hope that because we had the meeting yesterday reporting that I will be traveling here, and what we said is that this is not a social visit, but a very, very serious intervention and a cry for help from the government. And we hope that this will be treated with the agency and the necessary intervention, because when we look at things, because of the actions that we are taking, going to take when we move around, HRF is like a dog on a bone. We've been on this matter from 2016, and we are not going to let it until quality water is realized by the Hammanskraal residents. If needs be, that's why we're also saying we're going to seek health practitioners, you know, to assist us in getting stats to see, because we do not want a class suit on our government. And the government should not wait for a disaster to happen before it can act, because it's for a very long time we've been crying about this, and the Constitution clearly states it. So what is happening now, we believe it's unconstitutional, and it should be treated as such. I thank you.
Thank you very much.